Marines. 8:21 on Jacksonville's Morning News. For President Trump, accepting a free Air Force One replacement from Qatar is a no-brainer. For Jimmy Failla, is it a gift that you would accept? I mean, we could slap your big face on it, and you could take it and fly it all over the world, couldn't you, Jimmy?
Oh, I'm taking it in a second. Are you kidding me? I'm not a big TV star. Like, Fox isn't flying me first class. They're flying me stowaway. You know, I've got to grab a wheel and hold on for dear life. But, you know, there's a couple of things in play here, and I love this story so much. Obviously, people have ethical concerns. They're like, the ethics. You're taking something from the Qataris. But that kind of, that shifts the scale for me. I mean, the last president literally pardoned his own family members for alleged malfeasance in the financial sector stemming from money and gifts and business they did in other countries. So as far as ethics, I don't know where they've been in our politics the last 30 years. I think what it boils down to, and I mean this, I watched Trump's interview with Sean Hannity last night, and Trump goes, you know, you land at these airports, these Middle Eastern leaders have much nicer planes than ours. And I truly think he looks at Air Force One like wives. He just wants to trade up to a newer and nicer one. And that's what this is to him. He doesn't care about ethics. He just wants a flying Melania. And who doesn't want a flying Melania? That's my take.
We have the same issue when we pull up to a remote in our van right now because it needs a new wrap. So I understand that.
Radio. I'm with you.
Flying Melania.
So there's that. Yeah, that's what he wants.
How does this get settled? How does this ultimately get settled, do you think?
Well, here's my biggest concern. I think we're taking the plane 100%. I think my concern is really just safety. And, you know, Qatar is not an ally. I mean, I know they're trying to make nice now and curry favor because, you know, things are reorganizing in the Middle East. But they were harboring Hamas. And everybody's like, well, don't worry. You know, the Secret Service is going to go over the plane. Well, listen, guys, the Secret Service went over the Butler County Fairgrounds before he got shot in the ear. You know, it's a long season. Nobody goes undefeated. So it seems like a crazy risk to be running. That being said, you know, I think he wants the plane. I think they want to give it to him. And I think there's probably some legalese that will wind up making it okay. And the heart wants what it wants.
Yeah, we can't even use messaging apps correctly. How can we get behind a Boeing plane and think that that's safe?
I am with you all day. Okay, let's just be clear. That is where my concern lies. Mm-hmm. But I think there's a convenience to this story just the same in that they're doing things in the Middle East this week that will, like, radically change the next generation in terms of stability. Because what he's trying to do, and this is maybe where the plane makes sense to him in terms of justification, is he's trying to cater to the shared humanity that they all have. They all want to make money. That's what they want. They've had war and chaos and suicide bombings and everything else. He's trying to make them all recognize the value of economic stability and, of course, you know, peace. And I think that's a larger gain for the world than what happens with this plane. But I think, like every Trump story, he has a good thing, but he always has this other gift for the haters that can get in the way of his good coverage, which is the plane. I mean, if you're running an anti-Trump program, I'm not saying we are, but I'm saying if you were CNN or MSNBC, they're going to devote a week to the plane. They're not going to devote a week to $1 trillion in investments or Syria losing the sanctions, which actually gives them a chance to be an ally instead of a disruptor. There are really good deliverables here, and it just happens that they come aboard a flying plane. So I don't know. I'm with you. I'm right down the middle. I share all your concerns, but I think I understand Trump's motivation after watching the Hannity interview. He just wants to be the guy with the nicest plane.
I mean, Abraham Lincoln was offered a herd of elephants in 1862, but he turned it down because of...
Really?
Yeah. Because of the ethics of it. And, you know, I know you, what you're saying about the Biden administration as well, but, you know, seriously, does this impact federal ethics as well? I mean, federal employees can't accept gifts for more than $50 in a year from one person because they're worried about, you know, the potential ethics concerns. Yeah.
Well, that's the end around. They're giving it to the Department of Defense and not directly to him. Is that fine print? Of course it is. But we had a president when we accepted the Statue of Liberty. You know, I'm not saying it's a plane from a terrorist harboring state. So I'm with you just right there. But I think what it comes down to, again, is like we're living in this America where, like, I'll give you an example. Dr. Fauci got a pardon. Okay, the guy giving us our medical advice has been pardoned and given criminal immunity. If we were really going to talk about ethics, okay, you know, things that are in all of our bodies right now as a result of Fauci's doing have been criminally pardoned. And I think the plane, while, you know, problematic, I think it just pales in comparison. So I'm not saying two wrongs make a right if it proves to be wrong, but I think they have a workaround. And like I said earlier, I it's weird. I understand Trump on the most simplistic level. When he said, I fly into these airports, the Middle East leaders have nicer planes, that was the end. We're the richest country in the world. He's a guy who bought a gold toilet. He likes bling. So my off-ramp would be, hey, so then why not just build the nicest plane in the world here? And I think his answer is that Boeing can't get it done on time. So we're in a weird, you know, catch-22. But I just think it ends with him taking the plane because I don't think he can be shamed about ethics after the last 4 years. Like, see, it's that bad. I mean, they criminally pardoned a doctor. But anyway.
This is why you are the chief of common sense. So incidentally, I was listening to your show over the weekend and I heard your chat with Paul Gleiser and learned that he was responsible for introducing you to Buc-ee's.
Oh, yeah. You don't understand. That's a big deal. So he's a hero in my life, but the Fox wardrobe department wants him dead.
Why is that?
Because all of that food I eat at Buc-ee's is in, like, direct violation of, like, our fitting plan. Like, they, you know, they buy you clothes, they fit you, they measure you. They're like, are you going to look great on TV? And then I have a Buc-ee's club and a bag of homemade chips, and I buy the chocolate-covered grenade launcher in aisle two. And I come back with a fat, swollen face on TV.
Andrew, I thought you were buying Buc-ee's gear.
Oh, I have some of it. I have a, you know, we have an inflatable Buc-ee Santa in my pod where I make my TV show. That's real.
I love
it. No, we're committed.
You got the Buc-ee swim trunks every time you come down to your adopted hometown of Jacksonville, right?
Amen. And Lincoln has the Buc-ee's Santa onesie that he wears every year at Christmas. This is real.
I love it. That's hilarious. Yep. All right, we'll listen to your commentary tonight. Fox Cross America with our buddy Jimmy Failla. Every weeknight, 6 to 9, we love this time of the week when we get to chat with you, man. Flying Melania, head to WOKV.com for more top stories next. WOKV News Time, 828.